and that will happen. Okay, so hello everyone. Glad to see you all on the call. Today we have three apologies from Martin, and David. But we still have a very good team today to discuss agenda items, the ones that just disappeared from at least my screen. But I can scroll it back to the top. So, then, as you can see, agenda for today in front of you. We start with the discussion around the fitness or guideline about CCNSO Council practice. Thank you very much, Alejandra, for your comment. And answering your question in the chat room, I hate Chrome, and I will never, ever install it on my computer. Thank you very much for comments, Alejandra. I hope that others also had some time to have a look at the document, especially I would count on Stephen, who is one of our counselors, and so probably could comment more on the practical side of the of the document. So should we go through the document and see what we have here? So the first one we have here is the introduction and background for this document, and as you can see, we have here a reporting. Okay, you all see this paragraph. As you remember, probably historically, at first this was only about meetings, council meetings. We actually tried to make it into about the. Sorry, my colleague was sharing the room where she's talking on the phone. Sorry, I'm afraid that we'll have background noise. Yeah. Okay, maybe Alejandro, you can take over, and I will mute my mic. So we can do not get bothered. Okay, Alejandra, to you.
Oh, well, hi, good morning. Well, in whatever I comment here, just a little bit on order of the document. And for example, and also on the transparency side, since we're dealing with that in the CCNSO Council. So when it says in the introduction and background about reporting to the community, normally through the document only says that we post everything to the website, but we don't actually state here that we send any kind of announcement to the community saying that we've done this. I'm not sure if we should put it in the guideline, but I think it's a good idea so people know that there's something new to look at the website. That's for the first comment. Then in the general information, we were talking about a little bit about of the CCNSO Council email list, and later, really by the end of the document, again. So I thought it would be better to just in one place and at the very beginning, so when we refer to it, it's already mentioned. I don't know what others think. And this is Alejandra, by the way.
Yeah. Hi, Alejandra. We can hear you. So I will note it in the comments as well.
Sorry, but
note your point in the notes as well for the time being. And let's revisit that you explained this, and let's revisit it so people have the time to look at it and let's revisit it at the end.
Okay. So also in number four, it says agenda and documentation. It says that it's going to be sent out, but it doesn't say to whom or how. So that's why I added to all councillors using the Financial Council immediately. And maybe if we discussed this earlier, I remember to send it to the community, but I'm not sure of the end of that discussion, if we were going to send it out to everyone or not, for the sake of transparency, and if anyone wanted anything to say. Then further in the agenda, I think, yes. I remember also having this discussion regarding the definite agenda, and I see that now it says that any new item will be discussed but not taking any decision, and I thought it would be good to also add that not only for those new items that appear before the meeting, but also in the any other business, because those are the most recent added to the agenda while during the meeting. And let me see. Be made, if any. So,
well, but we can be sure about that, so we can agree to discuss it, well, so to take decision during our next council call, or we can decide that we're going to do online. So it's, I'm not sure we should have it definite method of decision taking here.
Well, not in it, but I think that just to mention that it would be deferred to next meeting or to maybe an email decision if it's too urgent, just to say what's going to be done, not only that it will be discussed and lost in time or... Well, if it would think it's appropriate. And let me see, there's something in the chat. Or shall I go through everything and then we go back to the chat?
Yeah, maybe let's do it.
Okay. Then in number 6.1.1, it says how the decision-making is made at the meeting. And to me, it was a little bit confusing. With the word perform, as in, at the end of any discussion, the chair will call for a councillor to propose the resolution. And the term used during the meeting normally is to move. To me, it makes more sense to have the words move and mover instead of propose and proposer. But maybe it's just technical detail. I'm not sure if this is the correct one, but that's the one we use, so I would say you have it like that. And also, a little bit more detail on the decision-making process is how the voting goes for a resolution. First, the chair asks if there's votes against, then if any abstentions, and then who is in favor. For the sake of the process. And also, this is only to me, a better order to say things during the document, that we finished explain one process, and at the end we speak of the rare cases or the special cases, because to me it was a little bit confusing to have that paragraph in the middle of the process. So that's why it's strike through, and then it's the same paragraph, it's just copy and paste it at the end. Then, also the decision making by email. Again, the cases, I just moved the paragraph so it makes sense to have the special cases at the end. And a little bit of clarity when the process changes, how does it change? Because it's that in some cases, special procedures required for decision making, such as appointing members to cross-community working groups. And then, it, to me, it needed a little bit more description on how this will change. So the instructions are given in the email message, and that's it. That's the only thing I added there. Again, in the publication of the minutes and resolutions, another note regarding sending an email to the community saying, hey, this is new on the website, go check it out. Let me see. And the other change, major change, is regarding, again, the CCNSO Council email list. Since I moved it to the very beginning of the document, I thought we didn't need to have two mention of the CCNSO Council in the document, so I just strike it through. And if I'm not mistaken, that's it for my comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alejandra.
So, any other comments anyone wants to say?
Stephen, I see you're writing in the chat. Maybe you could say something. Stephen?
Mm-hmm.
Any comments from you, or you have exhausted all your comments in the chat window?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, apparently Stephen doesn't want to say anything, or at least we don't see anything.
It's Katrina, this is Bart. I've copied and pasted Stephen's comments with respect to section 5.2. It's now in the notes as well. Around to make clear, it's say recording of attendance is not only limited to CCTO or CCNSO members appointed councillors, but should also include the NOMCOM appointed councillors.
Thank you, Bart.
So that's another item for discussion. And then the questions, the liaisons and observers recorded as well.
Yeah, well, that's of course, that's perhaps something to discuss. I don't know the rules. But I think about the attendance record for NOMCOM appointed, there's nothing much to discuss. I think they should be recorded too, and as long as I don't see any objections in the group, I think we can just settle with that and propose it in the guidelines. Anything else and any immediate comments on this document? Somebody wants to say something.
What is taken into account?
It's with respect to announcing, say, when the agenda is published and available, or the, minutes and send out an email, etc. I think that's a no-brainer. We started doing it, structurally at the last council meeting, and I think it's only good to include it in the guideline as well. So thank you for noticing, Alejandra.
What I'm worried about, though, is probably people might get tired of all the emails, you know, first Oh, we have published agenda, then we have other documents, then we have published minutes, is there something, something. Can we somehow make it more concise? And probably when we, for example, when we publish agenda, so we say minutes from previous council meeting have been published, something like that. So just to make it Not as many.
I think this, Katrina, this is Bart speaking. I think if you say at the same point, to be really transparent about it, it's you need to send out these, and this is just for the CCNSO members. That people get fed up about it, but at the same time, if they're not aware, some people like it, some don't. And some people check the CCNSO website and some don't. I find it, say, because people get annoyed they receive so many emails. I do understand, but those who are interested, if they don't receive the email, and people forget, if you receive an email now, something will happen in a month's time. Like the minutes, etc.
Have been found. Something that has happened already. We do not say that we will publish minutes next month. We say we have published already from the previous. But okay, Stephen proposes to have two emails to inform community that the agenda for the upcoming meeting is available, and second email to inform community that the minutes of the last meeting are now published. Definitely it's with links. No, I agree we should not have a full agenda sent in the email. Okay, Alejandra, I see you have a comment. Yes, please.
Well,
sense. I think for the sake of transparency, yes, we should send the emails, even though it might be too many emails. But we can have a specific subject so people can filter them if they want to. Say council announcements or something like that at the beginning of the email subject, so it can be easily classified for people who are receiving this email. And also, if I'm not mistaken, the community has the right to look at the decisions made by the council and then have, if they don't agree, there's a period of time where they can say something, right? So as soon as the minutes are published, I think the email should be sent. Not the previous
minutes,
because then there is no time for them to say something.
No, that's not the case. Minutes, that's something different. As soon as the council meeting is over, all the decisions are immediately published. It's not okay, immediately, I mean within a business a day, or maybe Kim can comment. Decisions are published. Minutes take time because first Kim has to write them, then I review them, then they are sent to the councillors, and councillors have a week to review them. Then we need to update them and so on. Minutes are different. Decisions are published long before the minutes are published. And then, yes, the community has some ways to overrule any of the decisions. Yes,
well,
so,
okay, two emails, one for the agenda, one for the decisions, and the agenda will include the previous minutes. That's how it is.
Bart, is it your new hand?
It's an old hand. I'll lower it. I just wanted to, yeah.
Okay, Okay. Yeah, I also agree that it's a good idea to have the subject line. Then I think we should not state the number of emails that we're going to send to the community. I think because if we, for example, say we have to send 5 emails, then we have to send 5 emails. If we do not give an exact number, so we just, you know, we just tell what information has to be sent to the community, then we can combine them into 1, 2, 3, or 10 emails. We have some flexibility there. If we are very precise in this guideline, we will just corner ourselves, I think. We'll just say which information has to be sent to the community.
Okay, apparently, more time on this guideline. The idea is clear. We'll go through the current version and update it and then try to yes, Bart, please.
May I suggest that you use it as part of the follow-up of the SOAC accountability or the accountability discussion with as part of, say, with the community in Hyderabad? This goes back to, say, the remarks made over the email list some time ago, and that the council has, wants to follow up. And this is almost at the core, because this is about how the council actually does its work and how and what the community expects.
So you mean they give a list, for example, a list of events or something, and then ask?
Yeah, this is what the GRC will propose to council. We've seen, say, you in your capacity of both chair and of the GRC and as chair of the council, you've seen a lot of discussion around, say, how it went with the board nominations. And so this is, and at the time you said you would go back and get back to them. And this is probably at the core of what people can expect for council and how to make that rule. Not the rule that Alejandra and you refer to, make it not effective, but at least a lively rule, so people are informed in time, and make that part of the discussion, because that's what that's at least my read of what was going on. Say, people, even if they want to, they want to be informed, or it's difficult for them to be informed and understand what's going on.
Okay, I agree. Let's ask the community how they would like to receive this information and on which bits to be precise.
We'll run through the decision making, as because now the whole decision making is far more clearer than, say, in the previous guideline, and it's a good thing. So people really understand, say, what we're talking about.
Okay, so let's think about this consultation, about the consultation with the community, and then we can update this guideline and move forward. Okay, so thanks for this session. Let's move to the next guideline. Next guideline is about the specific review team, and as you remember, we submitted the document to the council and we received a couple of questions from the council. So here you see a summary. First comment was regarding the section 4.3, and the question was, it wasn't unclear how many councillors could effectively make determination that a candidate should not be eligible. Well, we did not make it clear personally. I thought that all the decisions had to be majority decisions, but
if we give, if we do not follow this majority rule, here's a proposal. For example, we can suggest that four councillors, if they come from at least two different regions, can they can determine that a candidate is not eligible. So, any comment around that?
Bye. No comments.
Katrina, this is Alejandra.
Yes.
Why two different regions?
Excuse me?
What does it say at least two different regions? Why not more? How did this number come?
It was... Shall I answer it, Katrina? You want to?
No, I just said it's a proposal. I think it's a very pragmatic and practical approach. If you want three regions out of five, yes, we can do that, but...
it will make it more difficult to veto someone?
Because I came up with these new numbers. I was thinking about five. Say the reason for two different regions is to avoid a veto by one councillor or by one region, because that's what you practically see. It's one region that is voting against. So. And with four or more councillors, it could be one region and one non-com appointee. You could say, so if you have two different regions, then at least it could be that one person applies from one region, for example, the European region, and all Europeans do have some insight in that person or dislike him for whatever reason. And so all the Europeans could vote him out, together with one or two NOMCOM appointees. So you want at least two different regions. It's not so much as, say, what I was looking for when proposing the lowest threshold that makes sense. Because the higher the thresholds, say, if it's a majority, why do it anyway, because people can vote or they are part of the appointment process anyway and they can do it. This is more or less a pre-decision. Say, in this case, four or more councillors say, we do not like this person to be part of the full selection process. And then you start voting on those who remain. If you go to a majority, then it's just as much, say, yeah, you can. You do not have to vote on a person. Then he gets no votes. Then it's too high a threshold. It's becoming part of the selection process itself. So that was the thinking behind it. So as Katrina said,
okay.
A very pragmatic approach, but also trying to make it meaningful.
Yeah, and I think I have another about the why two regions. Well, Bob gave an example when you have a candidate from, for example, European region, and all the three councillors from that region vote against. But now imagine that there's a European that is not liked by, for example, AP region and LEC region. So effectively, we have five regions, right? If, for example, one region supports the candidate from their region, we have only four left, right? And then that's why we probably should not have supermajority of three regions from those that are left, but only two regions. Does it make sense, Alejandra?
Yes. Now it makes a lot of sense. Thank you for the explanation. And I agree with the suggestion. To me, it's fine. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments from others? If not, let's move to the next question. Next question was about the section 6, it's removal of the seasons of appointed members. Current text says that any review team member nominated by the CCSL Council may be removed and replaced at any time by the CCSL Council, for example, but not limited to blah, blah, blah. So there was a comment about also explain what non-attendance should mean in this context. Personally, I think that this attendance requirement should be held out by the, charter or whatever they have for the specific review team, all those requirements. But, we can say regular non-attendance. That's one of the suggestions. For example, for customer standing committee, I think they had the clear requirements for attendance. And, some others may have different requirements. Maybe some specific reviews do not require attendance at all. It's just there and nothing. I see Stephen's comment here at regular non-attendance in the eye of the beholder. Is there a more precise definition available? Well, it's all in our eyes and in our hands. So you can propose in clarifications, changes, or something. Personally, I think we should refer to the requirements of the specific review. Because even if we say that do not miss three row, there are different requirements for different review teams. Yes, Bart.
I think, I wouldn't get too hung up about this. And again, the reason is, if you look at the original text, and I've included it in this part, it's, and that's a current text section 6, any review team member nominated by the CCNSO may be removed and replaced at any time by the CCNSO Council. So adding more precision to this is, it doesn't make sense. Because if you want to, you could remove him even after one, although you say three times or the other thing. At the end of the day, this is a council decision, that's one. And it's even if not specified, as Katrina says, in some of them, council could still do it. Because people agree upon it up front. When people apply, in principle, they acknowledge and accept this guideline. So then they can remove it any time they want. So making it more precise is you almost include there is a Dunglish expression for it, but I can't translate it anymore. But you understand what I'm saying? Does it make sense to you?
Yes, but in any case, this is it says for example. So
yeah, and regular non-attendance. Say if you would say three, then say you could find another reason. If people do not attend once, or if people do not attend four meetings, consecutive meetings, then still you do not have to remove that person. At the end of the day, you could remove a person as a counselor anytime you want.
That's right. That's true.
Okay.
Personally, I'm fine with regular number thing. Personally, I think it was okay with me. Regular number if that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, about the new
lowering it.
Okay, thank you. We can have a regular number. I think that makes things clearer and the council does not look as tyrannic anymore. Okay, can we move to the next agenda items? I forgot what it was.
Something regarding the maybe?
Oh, okay, maybe. Okay, but, yes, so this is about the mailing list. Bart, would you like to?
So, what I have done is, I wasn't present at the previous call. There is one action item I know for this group, moving forward and for the Hyderabad meeting, and that's a suggestion around the world list. That's included as well. What you see here, and this is what I understood from, the previous call, this group wants to do a guideline and thinks that's the best way forward, to do a guideline on email lists, what needs to be included. And what I've done here is first list a set of headings that need to be addressed in such a guideline. I thought that needed to be addressed. So, and there I have, you got the maintenance of email lists, and then you got, for example, you got two kinds of email lists, specific for limited and dedicated like council. They will go on, and the others are more related to working groups, etc. Then something about subscription and unsubscription, who is doing this, enclosure, archiving, and that stuff. That's not included if you would look at the, scroll down, for example, in the, and that's the current version, is at the bottom of this document, you'll see the charter of the CCTLD community list. That's the starting point, effectively. So this is the current charter of the community list, and this is where you can find it. And it's a very high, lightweight, high-level touch on that list, and I think that more or less, is the approach of the CCNSO dealing with its email list to date. And that's how we treat working group lists as well. And some of these working group lists are not chartered. They're just part of the working group charter. So this is the starting point. Again, and this is how it could look like. And what I've done as well is look at the CCTLD world list. It currently exists. It's only for CCTLD managers. It is only used for transition and accountability related work. But as the transition is now completed, that list needs to be renewed or the charter needs to be developed. So building on the CCTLD community list, as a starting point, I've drafted a kind of charter, high-level note for the CCTLD world list, which is included here as well. So that's the structure of the document and what is included. So I think, say, from a working group work item concerned, the first is whether you have any concerns, if you compare it with the CCTLD community list, any concerns around the world list, because that needs to happen shortly, and building on the world list and the CCTLD community list, come up with something like a guideline, and you can use this as a starting point, and in such a guideline, as I said, these points need to be addressed at a minimum, and maybe you have others as well. That's it from my end.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bart. Of hope. Personally, I think it looks excellent and terrific starting point. Maybe we will come up with something else for the guideline, but at this point, I think the structure looks very convincing to me. Any immediate comments from the group? Well, if not, let's just start working on the guideline and the charter for the main list. Okay. So thanks for that, Bart.
Katrina, this is Bart again. So as part of the discussion, my suggestion would be that the GRC, if they agree to take the charter on board, they discuss the world list charter at the Hyderabad meeting as well, as part of the transition discussion and or accountability discussion. So people do have an idea, this is coming and the world list is changing.
Yeah, okay, thanks for the suggestion. I think it's definitely something to include in and for the discussion. Okay, good then. Let's move to the next agenda item, which is probably the presentation. Yes, so most of you have already commented on this presentation. I will just walk you through this very quickly. The idea here is that we are paving road to accountability, or accountability highway, and that's the overall idea of the outcome of this presentation. Thank you, Stephen, for your very fair assessment. Here in this picture, you can see that's exactly what we did all summer. We just got more and more stuff to do, and we had to work on it. So we worked really hard, and here is what we did from Marrakesh to Hyderabad. So we have four new guidelines and one updated guideline. And in line, we have three guidelines to update and two new guidelines to develop. We'll tell a little bit more about the new guidelines also respecting empowered community mechanisms. We're waiting for more clarity from ICANN side. And
Well, that's probably one, and maybe a bit more about. Next, this goes from our from discussion on the mailing list. So people want to comment on the documents, want to have a say on the guidelines, and it's much better to do that when the guidelines are developed or updated. So we invite people to participate more, and there are two options. One option is to become a member, and that means that we read the existing guidelines, we read the bylaws, we read all the documents around accountability and other things where we got some initial information, and we also review again existing documents. Then we write, and meaning that we write new guidelines, and we update the existing guidelines, and then of course we discuss it during our bi-weekly teleconferences and on the mailing list. And option two is to follow and comment, provide feedback on our wiki space, and that's what we discussed in our latest call 2 weeks ago. So that you can find, first of all, you can see all the work that's already been done by the GRC, and we also think that when we have some more or less final version, we can send information out to the community and ask them to provide more feedback. And we're also thinking about this public comment period of 2 weeks, when we also ask people to provide their inputs to the document. That's welcome to hard work, and we hope that we will build a very nice road accountability highway. That's the idea. Any comments, suggestions, additions, anything you think we need to add? Yes, Alejandra, please.
Just a question. When people post in the wiki any comments, does anyone get any kind of email notice, or should we start visiting daily to see if someone comments or something so we can incorporate any change?
Kim, could you answer that question, please?
I know I receive emails when there are updates, or you can set up that you receive emails when pages are updated. It seems that I can get it set up for sanitations.
Know that we get the comments on time, right? Because maybe someone posted something no one knows, and then it's published.
Yeah, and I think, what we also need to probably add is another column saying guideline has been adopted by the council, because currently we have only final, and it's final from our perspective. It can be not final from our community. So maybe we should have something additional column saying that, this guideline has been adopted by the council. I just thought of it. And then maybe we
can then
comment on important guidelines, because otherwise it might be a never-ending commenting period. Kim, is it possible to not allow comments for or stop allowing comments? Probably should check it because
it's getting a lot.
Sorry, Alejandra.
Question. We are asking people to comment on guidelines that are already approved and final?
No, I think we should do it for those that are in the process of development. Because if they are already if they are already adopted by the council, are the mechanisms to stop it? No, it will just, you know, go into internal eternal loop. Because always somebody will have something. There must be when we stop accepting comments. Of course, it doesn't mean that those guidelines are carved in stone and never should be reviewed again. And in any case, I think in many guidelines we say that we are going to review them periodically, once every 2 years, every 3 years, every year. So it means that we can definitely review guidelines. Probably at some point we should have a less you know, timeline for reviewing guidelines, and then when we review the guidelines, we can open it for again for suggestions for improvement. But we shouldn't do it as a never-ending loop.
Maybe just have a small period for comments. Say, I don't know, the guideline is already done, not yet approved, but people can comment for, I don't know, 2 weeks. So if anyone has anything to say, or is that too much trouble?
Could you repeat your proposal again and a little bit louder?
Okay, I'm just asking if we are asking people to comment on the guidelines, maybe we should allow some period for let's say public comment, so the
you mean for the guidelines that are already
the comments are taken into consideration for the final guideline, otherwise why?
I cannot understand what you
mean.
You mean comments for the guidelines that have already been adopted by the council?
No, that's my question. Are we going to ask people to comment on guidelines that are not changeable until 2 years, or to comment on guidelines that are currently under development?
I think for those that are currently under development, they can provide initial feedback, proposals, ideas when we start working on a guideline, so just to give us some ideas what should be included in the guideline. And then we have a public comment period for a finalized guideline from our perspective. From the perspective of the GRC. And then after the 2 week public comment period, if there are any comments, we review them and either include them or not. And then it goes to the council. And then the council reviews it, again, adopts or sends it back. And if the council adopts it, then it's, there are 7 days period to for the community to dismiss it all. What the redress mechanism?
Okay.
Any questions, comments on that? So, again, we start working on a guideline. Okay. Alejandra, please, could you repeat? Alejandra. Alejandra.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Can you repeat, please? Can you repeat the last? Because I didn't get it. Or maybe you were not talking to us.
Oh, no, I just said that now I understood better the process and that I agree with it.
Katrina, I've captured some in the notes. Does it capture your sense? And Alejandra, does it capture your sense?
Well, so what I thought, we have initial comments before public. Initial, we say, for example, we start working on the total funding guideline. Any ideas that what has to be included there? So we ask initial feedback from the community. Then when we have it finalized from our perspective, we announce this public comment period, 2 weeks, when CCTLDs, CCNSO members, comment on versions. Then we review them, review the comments, submit to the council, again review council's comments not, and then it's adopted in the end. And then there's a redress mechanism.
I think it captures it now. So GRC develops guidelines and seeks initial comments. So that's the group that, say, the option two group, in, say, from the slides. Then the GRC finalizes a guideline or whatever. Then public comment, 2 weeks, CCNSO members, review comments, if any, update, and then plus updates. And then submit to the council final draft.
Yes, I think it's, this is my proposal idea for the process. Alejandro agrees, Stephen looks like Stephen agrees too.
And going back to Katrina and others, going back to, say, the accountability discussion and what say from on the email, again, this is something to include during that, during the presentation with the community as a methodology to engage the community more in the work of the GRC.
Is this presentation or we have another one?
I don't know what is wise, but I could imagine if you would scroll up to option two, this really makes sense if you want to have people read, comment and participate, say this is what the GRC is doing, list this process, and this is where you can find stuff. So this is especially as initial comment relevant. And maybe add something as not as option three, but the adjusted process of the GRC with all the guidelines moving forward.
Yes. Okay, I will add here another sub-slide. Okay, so thanks. I think that looks very productive and something to add to this presentation. Okay. Next agenda item, what do we have? Unless somebody wants to comment something on this presentation, something that probably we're missing here. If not, we have any other business, right? So, is there any other business? Oh, yeah, we have a working group meeting. So I hope you, as I heard, many of you have got your visas and will be going to India as a conference participant. And I hope you will make it to our meeting, and we have it on Friday. I hope you're all there, or at least those who are going to their bed will be there on Friday, and we'll have our face-to-face meeting. Any proposals what we should discuss more apart from the charter for our community mailing list? Something that really needs to be discussed face-to-face. Well, we have loads of things to discuss, but most of the time we manage to do that over a phone conference, but could use this opportunity to look each other in the eye and say everything that has been left unsaid on the phone. Yep, some longer term planning. Yeah, it's a good idea. We can do that. Yep. Okay. Yes, I think that's a good proposal. We can we should go through our plan. What about those people we were thinking about inviting? I'm afraid that we haven't invited them yet.
No, I will invite Sam Eisner and Jordan Carter and Becky to discuss the bit around the EC guidelines, especially what is expected, what precisely needs to be done by the CCNSO itself. That's probably the most difficult part that this working group will face over the next months is the area around the say how to make the empowered community effective or affect the new bylaws.
Okay. Well, what one more thing that kind of worries me now reading Stephen's comments online and in the chat window. Where do we want to be 18, 24 months out? Well, if I remember correctly, the idea for the GRC was we just review the document and finish very quickly. I know, 1 year or so, and now it looks like a permanent, like a standing committee. Is it something to discuss? Do we need some changes in the charter or mandate? Because apparently we're... I do not see how we can finish the work anytime soon. So Stephen's projection of 24 months looks more and more possible to me. Yeah. Okay, Stephen's question, do we need a CCNSO specific empowered community? Yes, we will need it. Okay, probably, now we have a 10 minutes past the hour. This is something perhaps we will need to discuss face-to-face, another thing, how we're going to work from post Hyderabad? Do we need any changes in the charter or something?
Okay, so if there are no any other business, then perhaps we can finish the call today, and I'll meet you next Friday. No comments, nothing. No, okay. If not, then thank you very much for being on the call, and see you in less than 2 weeks. Face-to-face, can't wait. Hope you can't wait either. Oh, okay. So, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.